Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're
going
to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I know you didn't ask, but it's 294 and it's killing me. It's killing me. These lineups, these waivers nights.
Yeah.
It's hours every night. How do I not know better than to know this would become of me by mid-October? Oh, I forgot to take Debo out.
I had some level of aggravation today with my singular fantasy team. One fantasy team that I co-manage with my son Owen. He came home from work, and I came downstairs, and we met in the kitchen. I was making some eggs, and he was eating something. I don't know, whatever, doesn't matter. And he said, Paul texted me. We got to move Samuel out of IR because he's not actually on IR.
Right.
And I said, okay.
How dare you?
Okay. I didn't even know I did that, but I guess I did. Whatever. Okay. And Owen even said Curtis Samuel. I said, we don't have Curtis Samuel. What the hell are you talking about? Like, oh, Debo. Okay. All right. I'll look at that. So I go in the app and I see this. All right. He's not on IR, but he got deposited there because I added someone. I don't know what happened.
You moved him to IR.
I moved him to IR because
the app lets you.
The app let me do it, right? So I thought it was okay to do. I didn't realize like we have rules in Paul's league.
We do
that are
That's
different
one.
From the rules governing the app
somehow
for the millions of people who play. Okay, so anyway, so we got this rule I didn't know about. So I got to move Debo Samuel. So I moved Debo Samuel. You know what it let me do? It let me put Kyler Murray there.
Wrong.
So I just did that. Right? I just like okay, went okay. Well, Debo Samuel's got to get out of there. I'm going to just and. 20 minutes later, now I get another a text from Paul, which is now two more communications about this fantasy football team than I ever want to have in my life. And they're happening within like 20 minutes of one another. You can't have Kyler Murray there either. He's not actually on IR.
Right. Simple.
And I'm like, oh, I the app let me, so I just did it. So I had to dump. So
then you moved Josh Allen to IR.
So I got it right. Fine. You know, I want to play by the rules. I didn't realize we had the app would let me do things that are illegal via our rules, Paul's rules.
That's
life in Paul's
that's
league.
That's this league.
Yeah. So anyway, Owen brings it up to me. I'm like, you know, I don't care, right? We're 2-5. What's he going to do? Throw me out of the league? I don't have to go to the stupid draft next year? Fine. I don't care.
Well, that's very negative.
Yeah, I know. I would miss all of you.
Yes.
A little.
I'm sure you would hate to miss it.
Yeah. So anyway, I rectified the situation, but stupid. I like hearing from Paul about the hockey stuff. I just don't. I don't ever want to be like.
You can't put players on IR on ESPN according to Paul's rules that aren't on IR.
Right, you can't just stash them there.
Out is not IR.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a setting on ESPN that would accomplish that. I think Paul is diligent about this, and I'm assuming there isn't. But it's the only league in the last 10 years that I've played on ESPN is this league. So I have no idea. I have no idea what's possible.
Okay.
I just know that you can't. That's what I know. Kevin is next. Hi, Kevin. Kevin.
Yeah.
Sorry, did we lull Let's you go. To sleep with all this scintillating fantasy Let's conversation?
I'm just trying not to kill myself in this traffic jam.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Just trying to figure out. I'm watching three or four football games a week, and, you know, not on everything, but on most of the top five quarterbacks. You're looking at the ball. Everyone's talking about throwing the deep ball. No one's throwing the deep ball. They're throwing a 20-yard pass that's going for 70 or a 15-yard pass that, you know, someone, you know, misses a tackle and it goes at 35. It's not. It's not the 70-yard bombs that, you know, it seems like the Bills fans are complaining about. It's like, I don't either. I mean, you look at Baker Mayfield having a great year. I mean, that guy don't throw the ball more than 20 yards because he doesn't have time to. You know, but, again, they're scoring all these points, you know, and it's the same thing with, you know, you watching Goff. You know, they're hitting receivers that are moving. It seems like our receivers, everything's like curl route or something that's going to stop you from, like, keep the motion, you know. No, like, crosses, no, you know, slants, nothing that keeps a receiver in motion to get you more than 10 yards at a pop.
Yeah. No, I think you're onto it. That's right. It's not deep. You know, not to sort of move in on your point, but my perspective listening to, we're the complaint department. You know, I don't think most fans are complaining about anything, but we're the complaint department. If you're going to have a complaint and you listen to us, this is where you come. I don't think we know what we want. The deep ball, Kevin's right. You don't see that around the NFL. He's right. I watch more games than he does, or the same at the most.
I mean, I
watched as many games as he does. He's right. You don't see that. You know, yesterday we had throw the ball to James Cook 10 times. How deep are those routes? Not at all. Maybe the line of scrimmage.
They're going to be behind the line of scrimmage a lot.
I don't think we know what we want. I said before the break, I think we're coming up on a new moment here in discussion about this team. And I mean really new. And that's, are we sure that Allen isn't to blame for anything? Because really, I'm not saying this is wrong, but for the most part in the last 5 years, anything that wasn't great about their offense was someone else's fault. Guys can't get open. Scheme, even blocking, I guess, maybe came up. Just like, it couldn't be him. And I'm not ready to say anything here is him. I'm not, that's not the point here. But I think fans are trying to tiptoe around or try to figure out why it's only the two games, right? But really, why the offense isn't more efficient or more explosive, or why it just flatly isn't better. And it's hard to really say. Is this Keon Coleman's fault? Is it Joe Brady's fault? Is it Sean McDermott not being? I mean, we're all sort of like blindfolded here trying to nail what really the thing is. And to my ears, for the first time ever, since Allen got pretty, it's like, are we sure that he knows what to do? Yet one day this week, he wasn't strong enough. Literally, somebody called in to say that. I mean, it's just like, there's something.
Because he made commercials in the offseason.
Instead of lifting.
Yes.
There's something about
it. Both.
That he can't do both. I mean, couldn't you lift while you're getting makeup? Anyway, like there's something about it that doesn't sit right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe for the first time, some portion of the fan base is willing to question whether he's got a role in that. And, you know, why wouldn't a quarterback have a role in that?
Of course he does. Of course he does. He has to. He's the quarterback. You know,
so, but what do you want, though? Like, do you want him to run more? Do you want him to throw the ball to receiver X more often? Do you want him to just take deep shots? Frankly, Josh Allen, for all his arm talent, was never really that good in terms of completion rate at the deep ball, however you define it, plus 20 yards or plus 40 yards, whatever. Like, when this all started, you saw him miss John Brown by 5 yards, like, constantly. But that's
That's a long time ago now. Yeah, right. There was a lot of deep stuff to Diggs and Davis and Emmanuel Sanders worked in there in between that I think sort of quelled that. But that all happened while the whole league was doing that, and the whole league has kind of stopped doing that, and that's part of the caller's point. Look, what you're suggesting is what I have been on about since January of 23. I've got the ball on your side of the field with a minute 40 to go, and I need a touchdown to beat you. And you're the team I'm playing is the Chiefs. Like, I know we'd all really like to. I'm going to need my quarterback to come through there at some point. In order to get where we want this all to go, he's going to have to deliver in that situation, despite whatever flaws we perceive or in reality know the defense has. Because you're not. What do we want? We want to be able to needle the game out against Kansas City? I mean, that'd be great. I'd like to beat them by 3 touchdowns someday. You're probably not. That's not realistic. You're going to have to keep stabbing them in the heart over and over and over and hope it gets light out and they got to go run and hide because they're the Chiefs. They're the champs. So you got a chance to put the dagger in them. You got to put the dagger in them. And when you don't, I have a very hard time then listening to, well, yeah, but they gave up blah, 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 blah per play and this and that. I'm sorry, I got my guy, you got your guy, I've got the ball, best man wins. And my best man has missed 2 years in a row in the playoffs. However you want to slice it.
Like two.
The last 2 years. Their season has ended with them having the ball and a chance to score and failing.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Three is Cincinnati.
And so, right, and that was just a disaster across the board.
Four is 13 seconds, which criticize him is heresy.
Would be ridiculous. Right. But like all of it sort of springs from that. You know, and I say it all the time. We don't want to criticize him. He's great. He is the main reason that any of this is afloat at all. But that doesn't mean that he should be impervious to being criticized for not coming. He didn't come.
No,
he hasn't come through.
I don't think it should either. But it still seems a little much, like a little crazy to me. I just wonder if we're like one loss away from, if he has a bad day Sunday, I'm not saying he will. If he does, I wonder if like that sort of starts. I don't think it's really started. I mean, most people are not calling in to say like,
no,
this is Allen's fault at all. But there's a little hint of it in the air. There's a little, because I don't think most of us understand why we're here. And I think, honestly, I think some of this is because we just had the bye week after two losses. And what's most recent is negative. And so, like, this is where we're at. And, you know, other years recently are pretty good examples of how you can look back on this and maybe think that you were crazy for...
Yeah, another game comes along and rescues you, and we didn't have a game this week. So we're just sort of bathing in the stink. Is what we're doing.
Oh, bathing in the stink. One of my favorite Annie Lennox songs.
B-side to Sweet Dreams.
Bathing in the stink.
Sorry.
Did you have more?
No, I didn't. But no, I'm sorry. Do you think my premise is ridiculous? What did you say when I got done there? Like, it just seems like it's a lot. It's too much to ask. It's like, that's why no one... I don't say no one. That's why when I make that, I've been making that point for more than a year now, like going back to January of 23, and it's still the defense, the defense, the defense, the defense. And
I don't think it's ridiculous, but I don't think it's quite fair because, or quite right, I guess I should say better. It's not unfair. It's not like mean-spirited or anything like that. It's just, to me, it's not the bigger point. It's the bigger point to me on how they've lost is what? 9 yards per play. What was last year even against Kansas City? Like the numbers on Kansas City's offense are extremely good against the Bills. And last year it happened after a season where they couldn't do anything against anybody. So to me, it's more of that. As you know, I don't think it's unfair. It's just to me, like, not the bullseye, right? I think it's on the board. I think it's on the list. It's a point. But to me, it's not the point because, you know, respectfully.
Right.
Because I think why they're losing those games is more about that they cannot get off the field on defense. And if they could, then Allen could be Brady. I mean, if Mahomes is great. If they could get off the field against him, no interceptions in 4 playoff games, 9 yards per play, everything else, even when they're really troubled, then he could have rings.
So I'm asking for one more play, and that's too much.
I think you want
them to be able to kneel out the game against Kansas City?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's realistic.
I think one more play from anybody ever is asking a lot, because how many plays are there, and how many would you give him a plus or a minus, right? Like in a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the bar is a little high, I guess. Relative.
Right. Well, and this brings us all the way around to, like, am I hanging that on him? Not the way people hang 13 seconds on Sean McDermott or the overall defense's failures on Sean McDermott, but it is organizational. It's part of the problem I have with Bean being the way he was after the draft about receiver. Because that last possession against Kansas City last year is, there it is. It's Amari Cooper behind the line of scrimmage getting caught because he's, well, that's like the last meaningful play he ever played in the NFL. That was your best idea. And then it's, you know, just a schmozzle because the blitz and whatever. And I don't have a guy. I don't have a go-to thing. And that does leave more on Allen than I'd like. But I still feel like that's an offensive structural build problem more than it's my defense can't get stops. Because if I've got the ball with a chance to win, I don't know, I'm taking that every time. I go in to play Kansas City and I have the ball at the end with a chance to beat you, I'm signing up for that ahead of time.
Me too.
Every time. And so, I don't know. Then where do I end up? I end up at 9 yards of play and all this other stuff, but I still had the ball and a chance to win. So get me enough stuff so that dude can make one more play, and I'm going to beat you. And I know I'll make it sound pretty simple.
Yeah, that's it. Like they've done a lot of different things. Maybe not the exact right thing, but to win that game, I think we're sort of where we're on the same page is what they've tried to do to win that game is mostly on the front seven on defense. It's not receiver. And that's not a criticism of Allen at all. That's more just like roster decisions and draft picks and those kinds of things. And I think we kind of mostly agree on those judgments that the Bills have made. Like, all right, well, but at the same time, as we say all the time also, they've picked pass catcher with their first pick 2 years in a row before this year. And they're not that, you know, all set yet with either guy.
No, definitely not.
So you get it right. And whatever that means, like yesterday I did the whole thing about different tight end options and different receiver options. It's not easy. And some of that is, I think, their own self-imposed limitations in the passing game because they have three tight ends on the field and they've decided that their offense is best being more physical and sort of bully ball than this. But they, you know, you want that to correlate. You want the scheme to make sense from who the players are. So I think they've mostly done well with that. I don't know. We need another game here soon.
Yeah, we do.
We have the World Series this weekend right up the road. Mike Wilner will change subjects here next, talk about the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Sal Capaccio joins us at 5. The Sabres are home to Detroit tonight, pregame at 6:30 here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Wild pitch. High fly ball. Left field. Arozarena watches it go.
George Springer's all-time great home run moment for the Jays. Funny how I saw this and I know it's right. Like, just didn't think about how rare it might be. The Blue Jays have 4 huge late inning, come from behind game or series winning home runs over the years, over the decades. And somebody put that in context. Like, teams don't have 2 of these, but you have Joe Carter, Bautista with the bat flip, Encarnacion. I remember where I was for that game in a bar and how the Orioles wouldn't use Zach Britton because Buck Showalter didn't think it was right to use his closer in a tie, even in an elimination game. And Encarnacion beat him. And then it was Springer the other night, down 2 in the bottom of the 7th, one of the all-time flips in win probability in like playoff history, down 2 in the 7th like that. No outs, right? No outs for that home run?
That's right.
But no less incredible of a moment.
Yeah.
I'll be in there on Saturday. Things change. I said yesterday I wasn't going to go, but now I am. And when I thought about that OK Blue Jay song last night, I got chills.
Yeah.
I'm just so ready to go and feel that, having never been to a game in the World Series. The closest I've come was an NLCS game, Pirates-Braves. In the early 90s, Wakefield, the late Tim Wakefield, pitched a gem for Pittsburgh at Three River Stadium against Atlanta. Atlanta would win the series, but I still remember that night very well. Out in right center field at Three Rivers, barely able to see anything.
Right.
But still, I always like having that in my pocket that I went to that game. Here's Mike Wilner, a frequent guest of ours over the many years with the Blue Jays, but never like this. Mike, it doesn't feel right. Nothing personal, of course, to congratulate you on the Blue Jays' accomplishments, but congratulations to Toronto. It's really been a long time.
I mean, you can congratulate me if you want.
Okay.
I have a whole hell of a lot to do with it, I think.
I will. Congratulations, Mike.
Good
Great job,
Mike.
Mike Wilner.
Good job.
Thank you. first of all, that NLCS game you're talking about, just in 92, I think, I saw the first pitch Tim Wakefield ever threw as a professional and broadcast it. So it was super cool. He was just down the road from you guys in Welland with the Pirates.
Oh, okay.
And in 1989, he was their third baseman hitting like 160. And one day in August, he just came out to the mound, and we're all like, what the heck is this? And he starts flipping up knuckleballs, and 3 years later, he's killing it in the NLCS.
Went on to have a fantastic career, the late Tim
What a
Wakefield.
Sad story in the end. Yeah. He and his wife. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Blue Jays here, Mike, I guess, you know, sort of big picture. I know we talked before the season started. What were the expectations? How amazed or surprised are you that all this has happened?
You'll remember that when we talked about the expectations, I said that I expected them to be a fringe playoff team, to maybe get in as the third wild card. And that was seen as incredibly optimistic for this right. team. For them to wind up doing what they did and being the top seed in the American League, I mean, some of it has to do with the fact that there were really no great teams in the American League at all. But a lot of it just has to do with this relentlessness of the offense and the incredible defense and how opportunistic they were as a team in taking advantage of whatever the opposition gave them. Nobody saw this coming, and it has just been such a treat to watch.
Those are the best seasons, aren't they? I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
They're the best seasons.
If you were to ask me, out of all the Jays teams that I've covered, and I've covered like every single one of the last 30 years, this is probably the sixth or seventh best team, I think. But at the same time, it's the best team because it's the one that's going to the World Series. And you're right. This is so much fun to cover.
Yeah, I mean, the best I can do for a comparison here locally, I got to go back 20 years to when the Sabres were first good in 05 and 06. That was a season we did not really see coming. It didn't start off great even. And by the end, they were some bad luck injuries away from going to the final. The following year, everyone was expecting the same thing, and the season was nowhere near as fun because expectations were like, go win, go be the best team in the league, and we'll see what happens, you know, in May. And that, you know, when that team comes through, that is also satisfying. But for me, at least the way I'm wired, it's way more gratifying if a team sort of comes out of nowhere and goes on a run like this. And especially, like you've already said, like the some of the pieces that are coming through here, guys that spent significant time in Buffalo even, are not guys you would have been counting on back in April and May.
Very clearly, because you know the way they ran their off season showed that they weren't counting on these guys. They signed Andre, or they traded for Andrés Giménez because they didn't believe in Ernie Clement. They signed Anthony Santander because they didn't know what they had in Addison Barger. And, you know, so it wasn't just us who didn't see it coming; it was right. them who didn't see it coming. It wound up costing them $200 million, but they're the ones who didn't see it coming either. But, you know, as out of nowhere as this was, because the Jays finished in last place last year, we do have to remember that three of the 4 years before that, they made the playoffs. And one of those years, the 1 year they didn't, they only missed by a game, knocked out on the last day of the season. So this has been bubbly. This year and last year were supposed to be the two best years of the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Bo Bichette era. But last year was just such a disappointment that it kind of knocked everybody off the rails.
Mike, what's the latest on Bichette? Do you expect him to play in the series, and like how prominent might he be here, like in terms of where he bats, and how do you think he might perform?
Funny you should ask. I'm actually writing a column about that right now. Mm-hmm. It will be in the Toronto Star tomorrow. I absolutely expect him to be on the roster, but I don't know that I expect him to play much. He's been out for 7 weeks, but he's such a good hitter. Like, I'm never worried about that swing. I think that Bo could like fall out of bed on Christmas Day and get three hits. But the problem is he can't play defense. I can't imagine that there's any scenario. Like, he's barely run the bases yet. I can't imagine he plays shortstop, which means that if he's going to hit, he has to DH. And if he's going to DH, George Springer has to play the outfield. And George Springer hasn't put a glove on yet this entire postseason. He's DH'd every game, and he took that 96-mile-an-hour fastball off his knee back on Friday night. So I don't know if he can play the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not taking him out of the lineup. So I think Bichette may just be a big spot pinch hitter early on in the series. And then if Springer's knee gets well enough that he can run around in the outfield, then maybe Bo DHs.
With Mike Wilner, it's just such a fun experience here, just sort of following. I'm a total bandwagon fan when it comes to the Jays. Guerrero, Springer, Mike, so, you know, you look at his stats, and, you know, this is really a question for you, of course. I'm not intimately following it day-to-day like you would be as a reporter, but you look at the last 4 years, and I don't know, how much hope was there from you, or do you think in general, from the Jays, even, that he turned in a season like this one? Where did it come from? Was it somewhat to be expected, or was it really kind of a shock?
Kind of a shock doesn't do justice to shocks. We were thinking in, all right, second last game of spring training, all right, after George Springer in 2024 was the worst hitter in Major League Baseball for 5 of the 6 months of the season. Strangely enough, in that 6 month, he was the best. But in the other 5, he was the worst hitter in Major League Baseball. His last game of spring training, the second last game of spring training, he looks terrible striking out in his first at-bat. He had had one hit all spring to that point. And one of the reporters beside me just whispered to himself, retire. He was going to be 36 years old this year. He looked so bad. And then he homered in his next at-bat. And he hasn't stopped since. Nobody saw this coming. We were trying to figure out who was going to be playing right field for the Blue Jays on May 15th after they gave Springer 6 weeks and he was hitting 150 and he was done. This to be third in the league in OPS behind only Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh, who hit 60 homers, nobody saw this coming.
So L.A., we know, as a great team. I mean, they've been around for years, all the money, Ohtani, all of it, just the prowess of the Dodgers. But it's also a baseball series where, you know, the worst teams can beat the best teams. We know that, too. How do you handicap this? Blue Jays start at home. If they're able, they'll finish at home, too, 1-2-6-7. How much of a chance do you give them?
I mean, they've got more than a puncher.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes. Hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Chance, I think, every time you've written this team off, they have surprised you, everybody, all year long. Like, there were so many times, they started the season 12-8. That was pretty good. But then they lost 16 out of 20. And we thought, okay, this is what we thought. But then they were the best team in Major League Baseball from that point on. And they lost 6 out of 7 to blow a 6.5 game lead in the AL East with like a week and a half left in the season. Then they won their last 4 to win the division when they needed to. They blew that 6-1 lead against the Yankees in Game 3 and had a bullpen game the next day, and everybody thought they were done and won the series. They were down 2-0 at home in the ALCS and then lost Game 5 after coming back to tie it. Everybody thought they were done. So I've learned to really, every time you expect them to lose, they win. And every time you expect them to win, they generally don't. But they've also won 101 times this season. So the Dodgers are this great team. There's no question that they're a better team than the Blue Jays. But that hasn't seemed to matter. And I don't think they're going to – they're the underdogs for a reason. I don't think they're going to win the World Series, but they might. I wouldn't put it past them. And it's so interesting. Like, the storyline of the Dodgers, they have Shohei Ohtani, who the Blue Jays really wanted. They have Roki Sasaki, who the Blue Jays really wanted. They have Teoscar Hernandez, who the Blue Jays wanted. They have Freddie Freeman, who the Blue Jays really wanted. They went after all 4 of those guys in free agency, and they all signed with the Dodgers. The Jays struck out on every one of them, and yet here they are without all of them in the World Series. It's pretty cool. They might get stomped. They might win in 5 games. I mean, it's that's the beauty of this game. It doesn't matter who's better. It only matters who's better that week.
Boy, that is really juicy that those guys that Toronto chased them all. I didn't know about the depth of it. I obviously knew about Ohtani. How's the pitching? What do we got? Like, to start off the series here, like, what's the order starter wise?
They haven't announced it, but there's no reason to believe it's going to be any different than the other two. It'll be Kevin Gausman, I assume, in Game 1, and Trey Savage in Game 2. Shane Bieber in Game 3 and Max Scherzer in Game 4.
Loved Bassett in Game 7.
You guys only thought you Savage in Buffalo for a month, but what a crazy story that is.
Yeah, he tried to get to every professional team this year, all 50 states, but didn't quite make it. Mike, for all the conversations we've had over the years, your line, I don't think they're going to win the World Series, but they might, is my favorite. I mean, because, they're in it, and let's just have fun with it and see what happens. Their lineup is so good. You've got some, there's pitching to like, too. I just can't wait for it. I'll be up there Saturday night, and that'll be just an insane experience. So, can't wait. Any Bills questions, Mike?
All right. Say hi. Pardon?
Any Bills questions or anything we can help you with before you go?
I've already used up the Bills in my survivor pool, but I thought I was done last week because I had the Broncos, but that happened.
Wow, that's a nice. What
I need some help. I will definitely check in with you guys.
What a survival that was, Denver. 33 points in the 4th quarter. That definitely looked dead. Mike, thanks. Enjoy the series.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, cheers, man.
Mike Wilner, Toronto Star. Read on Bochette, Bo Bichette. I just shortened it. Bo Bichette from Mike by tomorrow. Game one is Friday night. Goes Friday, Saturday in Toronto, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in L.A., then next Friday, Saturday back in Toronto. So,
if necessary.
If necessary. Yep. Very cool. All right. Sal coming up at 5. The latest on the Bills' injuries. There are still some issues here, despite the bye week. Limited on a couple of guys that are important for Sunday. We'll talk about that and more with Sal in about 15 minutes. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.